From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palter reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday demanded greater changes in Iran that include dropping its nuclear program, pulling back from the regional conflicts such as the civil war in Syria, and its support for militant groups like the Lebanon-based Hezbollah. Pompeo outlined new steps for the Trump administration is taking.
Thanks to Iran, Hezbollah provides the ground forces for the military expedition in Syria. The IRGC, too, has continued to pump thousands of fighters into Syria to prop up the murderous Assad regime and help make that country 71,000 square miles of kill zone.
Secretary said if Iran makes major changes, the U.S. is prepared to ease sanctions.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness. Thanks to our colleagues at the Department of Treasury, sanctions are going back in full effect and new ones are coming. Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. They were also providing money to Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the remarks, insisting his government will continue its path with the support of the people. The European Union said the Pompeo speech does not demonstrate how walking away from the 2015 nuclear agreement makes the region safer from nuclear proliferation. The Burundian Electoral Council on Monday said voters Thursday overwhelmingly approved a new constitution, changes expected to keep President Nkurunziza in power to 2034. This is VOA News. Syrian forces have restored control over areas surrounding the capital of Damascus for the first time since the early days of the civil war in 2011. They forced the withdrawal of Islamic State fighters from the southern Al-Hahar al-Aswad district and the adjacent Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. This is yet another victory for the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Stephen Zunis, the regional analyst from the University of San Francisco, said even opponents of the regime are glad to see the IS presence ended,
which had terrorized quite a few people in the area. And of course, the counterinsurgency campaign by the Syrian government and its supporters was also quite devastating.
The Syrian high command vowed to continue the fight against terrorists in the country. The United States imposed economic sanctions Monday on Venezuela for what it said was the country's fraudulent re-election of President Nicolas Maduro to a second six-year term. President Donald Trump signed an executive order that banned Americans from oil transactions with Venezuela, once one of the world's top oil producers. The 55-year-old Maduro took nearly 70% of the vote on Sunday, although less than 50% of eligible voters cast ballots. Jennifer McCoy is a Georgia State University political science professor.
The low turnout and the fact that really less than 30% of the Venezuelan people voted for him, according to official figures, does weaken his political position in the country and weaken his claim to a mandate to continue his policies.
Venezuela on Monday slammed the news of the U.S. sanctions. Gina Haspel, a 30-year veteran of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, was sworn in Monday as the spy agency's first female director. President Donald Trump watched as Vice President Mike Pence swore in the 61-year-old Haspel during a ceremony at the CIA headquarters outside of Washington.
You live in the CIA, you live the CIA, you breathe the CIA. And now you will lead the CIA. Congratulations.
Haspel replaces Mike Pompeo, who recently became Secretary of State. Several dozen Afghan security personnel have died in several days of heavy fighting with the Taliban in some districts of Ghazni province in eastern Afghanistan. A Ghazni official council official said Tuesday the Taliban have managed to take control of two districts after fierce fighting last night. The official said 20 police personnel, including the district police chief and the police reserve force commander, died in the fighting. Afghan government confirmed only 12 deaths. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.